On Tuesday's front page, classified intelligence showed top officials of Pakistan's spy agency directed an attack on a journalist there. We'll look at why more and more judges are leaving the bench. And last year, they took on the establishment. Now freshman Republicans in Congress are the establishment, and challengers are already lining up. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says classified intelligence indicates Pakistan's spy agency ordered the killing of a Pakistani journalist. Salim Shahzad's body was discovered last week. He'd written scathing reports saying insurgents had infiltrated Pakistan's military. The intelligence could aggravate the already troubled relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan. One Obama administration official says the White House will decide in the coming days how to present the information about Shahzad to the Pakistani government. Also on Tuesday's front page, gone are the days when lawyers aspire to become judges. A big reason is money. Here in New York, more and more judges are quitting to take high-paying jobs as lawyers. Last week, New York appeals judge James McGuire resigned his judicial post. He'd been earning $144,000 a year, but he joined a law firm where the average partner makes 10 times that much. Tuesday's Times looks at one city's tough budget choices. Until 2007, revenue in Wilmington, North Carolina had been growing steadily. Now Wilmington can't afford to patch all the potholes. The city council had to close a budget gap of about $6.7 million. It took $1 million out of a reserve fund. That helped with one important purchase. The council decided to spend $100,000 on a new fire engine. The 2012 congressional races are 17 months away, but already at least six freshmen who helped the Republicans win back the House last year are facing challenges from within their own party. Times reporter Jennifer Steinhauer says they're partly responsible for their own predicament. Many got to Washington by challenging establishment Republicans. Now they are the establishment, at least in the minds of impatient, ideological voters who were counting on them to change things in Washington. Tuesday's Times says hackers have found a new target, other hackers. Attacks on big companies like Sony and government sites like Senate.gov have raised concerns about increasingly organized hacking. On Monday, a Twitter account for Fox News was hijacked. But much of the hacking scene is about outwitting or out-hacking other hackers, sometimes on political or ideological grounds, sometimes just to prove it can be done. The concept of a family tree has gotten complicated in the wake of sperm donations, surrogate mothers, adoptions, and relationships outside marriage. Some families are now organizing their family trees two separate ways, genetic and emotional. In some schools where charting family history used to be a traditional classroom project, teachers now skip it. Inside Tuesday's Times, Dominique Strauss-Kahn will face a sex complaint in France. A French novelist who says Strauss-Kahn tried to rape her in 2003 plans to file a formal accusation. 32-year-old Tristan Vanon says she remained silent on the advice of her mother, who's a prominent French socialist. Strauss-Kahn's lawyers say he told them to file a counterclaim accusing Ms. Vanon of slander. Strauss-Kahn's lawyers called her allegations imaginary. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez had a well-choreographed homecoming after cancer surgery in Cuba. He'd been gone for nearly a month. His return was the kind of political theater that's confounded his opponents for years. He didn't say what type of cancer he had. In Tuesday's New York report, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says she was influenced by her grandmother, who organized women in a powerful political club in Albany. Now the senator is starting a similar effort to mobilize women on the way to next year's elections. This comes amid new evidence that women's progress in elective politics has begun to stall. Medicare and Medicaid cuts are on the table in the deficit reduction talks in Washington. The White House offered to cut billions from the two programs. How much gets cut is likely to depend on whether Republicans accept any increases in tax revenues. The idea of cutting Medicare and Medicaid has hospitals and nursing homes worried. A new study points to an environmental link to autism. The study says environmental factors, including conditions when the mother is pregnant, may do as much as genetics to cause autism. Experts say that signals an important shift in scientific thinking. The researchers who did the study looked at 192 sets of twins. They didn't say what environmental influences might matter the most. Tuesday's Business Day section says Europe is facing more trouble with the Greek debt crisis. Standard & Poor's signaled how difficult it'll be to offload some of the cost of rescuing Greece onto banks in other countries without a default. European officials are continuing talks on the Greek bailout. They say they're sure they can find ways for bondholders to contribute voluntarily to reducing Greece's debt. In this country, the stock market and corporate profits have been two bright spots in an otherwise lackluster economy. Tuesday's Business Day says that could change with second quarter earnings reports that are due out in the next few weeks. Higher gas prices are soaking up already weak consumer spending, and labor costs may be starting to pick up, squeezing corporate profit margins. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.